Welcome to The Road to Seven. I'm your host, Sheila Cummins. I am an entrepreneur, a mentor, an investor, a wife, and mom to three beautiful children. Women entrepreneurs are up-leveling and changing the rules for business strategy, leadership, success, money, and impacting the world every single day. The Road to Seven is the diary of business strategy for women entrepreneurs. We meet you where you're at in your business and champion you along the road to your vision. And I am honored you chose to join us today. Ready to go? Buckle up. It's time to hit the road. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pricing for Profit. If you and I haven't met yet, my name is Sheila Cummins, and I'm the CEO and founder of The Road to Seven. We provide financing, coaching, and training for women entrepreneurs, and we specialize in helping established entrepreneurs get out of the day-to-day functioning of their business so that it can scale properly. And that is where we play best, and that's the work that we do best. And today, we're talking all about pricing for profit. You see, you're in business, and in order to earn business, you need to earn money. In order to earn money, you've got to be priced properly. And there are just too many people, too many women entrepreneurs that are out there that are underpriced and not understanding the value that they're bringing for their clients. And so today, let's just talk a little bit about pricing, how to do it, how to maximize it, how to make sure that you have the right price on your products. So the biggest mistakes that I see again and again when it comes to women entrepreneurs, when they enter our programs, is they just simply don't understand their numbers. They understand what a P&L statement is. They get it logically. It's your profit and your loss. They understand a cash flow statement is the amount of money that's flowing through your business. But what I notice is they kind of forget that a P&L is capturing your business in a moment. It's like this minute little snapshot of financially what's sitting in your business account and what went out of your business account. And so what they'll say to me is, you know, my P&L showed that last year I had a $70,000 profit. But I have no idea where that money is. This is the issue. You see, we all want to have a profitable business, but we need to be able to see the profit because I want you to think about profits as fun tokens. A fun token is a tool that you can use somewhere in your life to make it better without having to worry about how you earned it, where it's going, where it came from, can you afford to use it? It is literally what's left over after everything else is paid. And so if you don't know where that 70,000 P&L is, I'm going to tell you right now. It is an accumulation of the money that was left over in your account at the end of every month, but you've probably taken that money and used it somewhere else. If you are not accumulating money in your business account, then we have a problem. It means we most likely have an issue with your pricing. Now, that is one of the mistakes, is not understanding the P&Ls and understanding where the money goes and not seeing money build up. But the other is not actually monitoring the cash flow, the dollars that are coming in, the dollars that are going out, where we're going to use them. And here's the big piece, forecasting what's going to be coming up. Not all months are created equal when it comes to operating expenses. You see, some months you might have to pay a tax bill. Other months you might have to renew a software. And if you are not budgeting and looking ahead for when those bills are going to come in, you're always going to be in this state of, oh my gosh, I don't think I can afford it because I don't have the money sitting in my account right now. I'm hoping this is sounding a little bit familiar. So if you're not monitoring and predicting and you're making decisions in your business based on what's sitting in your bank account today and you're forgetting that you've got money in transit. And what that means is when somebody buys something, maybe through a Stripe or Square portal or Wave or PayPal, it takes a couple days before it lands in your account. And we sometimes forget that there's a delay before it lands. And therefore, we're making buying decisions, not really understanding what we have. And when I talk about buying decisions, you know, one of the biggest ones that I see women not doing is hiring the right people onto their team. And they're not hiring because of that number one excuse of they can't afford it, but they're not feeding themselves the right information to understand if they can afford it. I'm going to show you what goes into making a price later on this session. So just hang tight. I'm going to tell you how, but I just want you to see how not monitoring and knowing and understanding your numbers is actually impacting the growth of your company because you're either overspending, underspending, or you're just not making strategic decisions that are going to help you grow. You know, the third thing, and this is the one that we're really focusing in on today, is that you're pricing your products too low. You are not remembering that it is really expensive to run a company. And you are pricing based on salary alone. There are so many other factors that come to running your business that is not your salary, that what you end up doing is not paying yourself the salary either that you need or that you want to sustain the lifestyle that you want. And so that's bringing us to sort of that big idea number one for today is, do you understand the role of your business in your life, your personal life, your future? For some of you, this is your retirement plan. And if you don't have a handle on pricing your products so that there's profit left over at the end of the day, and you're able to pay yourself what you need to keep your lights on and build personal wealth, then you're not going to have much happening in retirement. There's not going to be a lot of money coming in from that. And I also see a lot of people who sometimes they'll say, well, I don't actually pay myself from my business because we live on my husband's salary, which is terrific. That's amazing that your partner is the main primary breadwinner and you don't have to rely on your business for income. That's great. That is not the case for over 70% of women entrepreneurs. And if you're like me, my business is my livelihood. That means it's my retirement plan. That means if I'm not paying myself enough to pay my portion, which is 50% of our financial commitments, I'm a 50% contributor in our house. If I can't make that and pay myself money to build my personal wealth, then I'm not going to have anything to live on in retirement. This is my pension plan. This is my RRSP. This is my retirement fund. And if I'm not building those things up outside of my business, then I'm kind of setting myself up to fail. And so if you're pricing based just on what you want to pay yourself, but then you find you don't always have enough money, and it's like, oh my gosh, but I've got to pay this bill, this bill, this bill. I can hardly pay myself anything. Then you got to ask, is it worth it? And at that moment, when you start asking if it's worth it, that's where you start feeling that nagging feeling to go on LinkedIn and see what jobs are available, or maybe you should walk away, or maybe you should shut it down. And all we need is that clear vision of what your business is going to be doing for you later. And then we can start building it today in order to match that. And that's the second sort of big idea that I want to share today is that your pricing and what you're selling today, you're most likely basing it on your today need. Whereas we need to be basing it on the future vision. And so if you can't see anybody coming in to support you in your business, or you can't fathom the idea of hiring, then you're not accounting into those additional costs in your price. And you are therefore underpriced because you're going to get to that point where you have so much going on, you don't have capacity to keep delivering. You therefore can't take on more people. You have hit that ceiling or that plateau that happens when you haven't thought ahead about how your business is going to grow and expand. So if this is your retirement plan, then let's get clear on what's going to happen at the end of your business. Are you going to sell it? In which case, to have a sellable company, you cannot be the main ticket. The results of the people who buy from you cannot come directly from you or only from you. You have to be a part of the process. Because if someone buys your company, they're not also buying you. They might keep you on for a year or two to help with the transition, or they might hire you on an annual basis to be the face of the company. But we have to have this beautiful machine working behind the scenes without you being the bottleneck. So let's see what that future is. If you're just going to dissolve the company and you're not going to hand it on to anyone, you're not going to pass it down, it's just going to evaporate when you're done working, then there's less need to put in this infrastructure and the people that we're talking about. But if the goal is to sell and the goal is to fill your retirement account so that you can one day stop working, then we have to go back and look at the pricing that you're using to ensure you're set up for success. The third thing that I see and the big idea I want you to take away today is that your price is not something that's randomly generated. Now, there is a blend of art and science when it comes to pricing. What we're talking about today is the science behind it. How much do you need to price your items for? The art is the mindset around pricing. Let me say that again. There are formulas that are going to help you figure out what you need to pay charge for what it is that you sell. But there's also this beautiful thing called mindset. And it is that abstract concept which you use to figure out the value that you're bringing to your people. This is not a random number. You see, we need a couple things to line up. We need to cover all of your costs to running your company. We're about to break it out. We also need to fill your profit account. That's part of that. And you have to feel so confident in the value that you're bringing that you can say that number without flinching, without blinking, with no apology. It just is. You see, your job is to remove the emotion from your numbers. The price has nothing to do with how you feel about you or what it is that you sell. The only person who is looking for the value in the price is the person who's buying it. And yet, when we're setting our price, we attach all of our background, all of our story, all of our emotion to this number, which is not the story, emotion, or background of the person who's buying from you. So your job is to remove the emotion and just have a number that you're able to say. Now listen, I can go and buy a chocolate bar for 97 cents at Dollarama. I'm going to get a run-of-the-mill, mass-produced chocolate bar. I could go to a very fancy chocolate store and pay upwards of $32 for a chocolate bar. They're both chocolate bars, but they're very different chocolate bars because the perceived value of the $32 one is that it is made of top-notch products. The environment in which I'm in to buy it is absolutely gorgeous. I feel terrific when I'm buying it. Now, I don't buy $32 chocolate bars. Don't get me wrong. I'm just using it to illustrate my point. You know, it's about the perceived value of that chocolate bar. You can price your programs and products wherever you want. Literally doesn't matter. You absolutely can outprice yourself and you can underprice yourself. And so your job is to find that sweet spot. What we know is we want people to be saying, she was worth the investment. So if you're underpricing because you're trying to get more people to buy or you're competing on price, you are literally going to get the bargain hunters, and bargain hunters have no loyalty. They are always going to be looking for the cheaper product. They are always going to be the most demanding people that you will ever serve. The more somebody pays for the same thing, the less you'll ever hear from them because the value it brings to them is not necessarily from you. It's from the results of what it is that you do. You can sell a program for $45. You can sell a program for $450. It's going to be the same amount of energy, time, and experience in order to sell it. So why not just sell the $450 one? The third sort of big idea, and this is the one that I think is really important that we talk about because it is literally that one of the mistakes that I mentioned, is that running a business is really expensive. Running a business is really expensive. And if you've got a piece of paper in front of you, I want you to draw a circle right in the middle of it. And in that circle, I want you to write my salary. Your salary is at the heart of what you're doing. We're going to have two numbers when it comes to your salary, and you can just make some lines coming out. We've got your current salary, what you're currently paying yourself, and you've got the salary that you would like to be paying yourself. It's possible you're already paying what you want, in which case, terrific. We're good. You can probably log off of the live or turn down the podcast or do whatever, however you're consuming this. But if it's possible that there's a gap between what you're paying yourself now and where you want to be, then we have a pricing issue. Yeah, for sure, we want to add more people. When you're adding more clients, more people to your business, it's going to become more expensive to run because it's going to take more on the back end to deliver the same quality of delivery. It's going to cost you time and energy because you, if you're still the main ticket in the fulfillment department, you're going to have more work to be delivering on. So in the middle of your circle is your salary. We want your salary, that dream salary, to be enough to pay your financial commitments, plus to start building wealth. That means we want to be saving money and putting it somewhere that it can be accruing interest. Maybe you want to become an investor in something. Maybe you want to put it into a mutual fund, let someone else do the investing. Maybe it's going to go on your dream vacation to Disney. Doesn't matter what it's for, but let's know what you're building wealth for. So we've got your salary. Around that middle circle, let's make another sort of concentric ring. And on that, it has my team's salary. If you're a coach or consultant, you have probably and most likely are still at the place where you're the main ticket. You believe that people are hiring you because of you, and you're probably right because that's all you've offered them up till now. And you haven't thought about what it's going to look like years down the way when you become so big and you have so many clients that you can't be the only person fulfilling. And when you are growing your business and you hit that plateau, it's most likely because you have reached the capacity of what you personally are able to do. And so we need to put a strategic person in place. But in order to do that, it's going to cost you money. So if someone paid you $100 before and you paid yourself $80, now all of a sudden to deliver the same service, because we have more people, if they're still paying you $100, you pay yourself $80, you also might have to pay somebody else $40. You're all of a sudden losing money on what it is that you're selling. So your team salary has to be accounted for when it comes to pricing your products. And we talked about building the pricing based on the future vision. And so one of the things that we do in this Scale Springboard is we help you craft what that future organizational structure is of your company so that you can see the costs of delivering what it is that you do. And then we reverse engineer. And that's part of how we come up with your price. And so if you are pricing based on today and the cost that it has for you today, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot. If you haven't raised your price in the last year, you are missing out and losing money. I don't know about you, but the grocery store the other day wanted $9 for a pat of butter. A pound of butter was $9. Last year, that would have been $4.99. So if you haven't increased your prices across the board by a certain percent, you're leaving money on the table, period. And it's not my job to convince you of that. I'm just telling you it's more expensive to live today than it was a year ago. So we have to understand who you need and who you want on your team. And then we start budgeting and figuring out our price based on that. The next concentric ring around this diagram that we're building is your operating costs. Your operating costs cover both fixed and variable. Fixed being things like your rent, your monthly subscriptions to software. Maybe you're in a coaching program. Maybe you've got an obligation or a debt that you're repaying every month. Those are fixed costs. They're not going to change month over month. We also have our variable costs. And they're things like you want to update your copy. You need to build a new website. Your website crashes, so you got to hire someone to fix it. You want to join a new program. You want to buy new paper to put in your printer. Variable costs are those costs that don't happen all the time, but we need to know them. And I know that it's a little bit tricky to calculate your operating costs and then budget it within each offer, but this is where patterns come in. You can figure out through the last, year what your operating costs were, and then you divide it by the number of people that you're serving. That's the most simple way of doing it. But if you don't know how much it's on average going to cost you to run your business per client, then how on earth can you be pricing it? And can you be accounting for it in the price tag you're putting on what you sell? The next ring around here that we're talking about is taxes. Depending on where you live, your tax obligations are going to be different. I'm not talking about in Canada, the 13% that you add on for HST. That is not even a part of our pricing. That is just a flow through. You are literally the middleman. People pay you HST, you pay the government that HST, and then you take off however much you spent on HST, and that's the difference in what you owe. So if you are not already just skimming that 13% off the top and putting it into a separate account for your taxes, then if you do nothing else after today, start there. If you're in the US and you don't have to necessarily charge additional taxes, you still are going to owe either corporate taxes or personal taxes based on whatever business structure you have. And you just have to know what that's going to be. And so within that, if you're earning $100, but on average you pay 20% taxes, then you know that 20% of your cost is going to go directly to the tax person, to the tax guy, to this in Canada, the CRA. Then that has to be accounted for in your pricing because it's not profit. It's not your money. The only money in here so far is the salary you're paying yourself. Everything else is not yours. That's just the cost of doing business. But the most important ring that holds all of this together is the profit. The profit is the fund tokens that we're talking about. The profit is what is going to accrue within your business so that you can be building business wealth. We talked about you paying more than you need to yourself and building personal wealth. But when your business can also be building wealth, it becomes a vehicle for money printing. Your company can also invest in other companies and let them do the heavy work and you enjoy the profit. So you may want to become an investor. Maybe with your profits, you want to profit share with the people on your team to reward them for the work that they've done. Maybe your additional profit is going to be earmarked for debt repayment. Not all that sexy. I would put that in your fixed costs, but it might feel really good for you to take that extra money and pay and use it to pay off something. Maybe it's a new car. Maybe it's a down payment on a home. Maybe it's a bonus that you're going to pay yourself to then become, put somewhere else in your personal finances. Maybe it's a new couch. Maybe it's a kitchen reno. Notice that everything really attached to this profit piece are fund tokens. But when you are only priced based on your cost of doing business today and you paying yourself and you're not taking into account all those other pieces, then it becomes really hard to scale because you don't have enough financial bandwidth. The fifth sort of main point that I want to leave you with today is this idea that you get to choose your business. And the two things that you get to choose as the base of your business is your business model, how you deliver what you deliver, which is going to dictate, how hard you work. Now, I'm going to say this and you might not like what I'm about to say. The more that your company makes, the less you actually have to work. We have it backwards. We think that the more people we bring into our company, the more we're going to have to work, the harder it's going to be, the more pressure is going to be on. But if you're making those strategic hires, which is a big part of what we help you do in the Scale Springboard, if you make those strategic hires, then their job is to take work off of your plate and focus on an area in your business that's going to help your business grow without you becoming involved. But why do we not make those hires? Because we feel we can't afford it. Why do we feel we can't afford it? Because we're not priced properly, because we're not tracking our cash flow, because we're caught up in our head about what we're doing. I'm not asking you to overspend. I'm not asking you to put yourself in financial peril. Absolutely not. That goes against everything that I stand for. What I'm asking is that you take some time each and every week to understand your business, to understand the cost of doing the work, and to understand your business model to make sure that you're setting yourself up for the growth and the vision of the company that you truly want. So the model's going to decide how hard you work. Your niche, or your niche if you're in the US, however you want to say it, doesn't matter, it means the same thing. The people who you serve, they're going to dictate how much money you make. Do you remember back when we started talking, I said you could put whatever price you wanted on your products or programs? You cannot sell a high-priced or high-ticket item to somebody who is struggling financially. You can't sell a ton of stuff to people who don't have any money. It might feel good to serve that niche, but I think there's probably another way to help the people that are struggling or not doing well. And I think we all have a philanthropic responsibility to do so. What we don't have to do is help philanthropically at the expense of our own financial freedom. So if you're underpricing because you want to make sure that you're serving your people and you want to make it affordable for them, I think there's probably another way that you can help them. But that's why you're not making the money that you want. You can't get water out of a stone. If somebody doesn't have money, they don't have money. You standing up on a stage and asking them to go refinance their home or take out a massive loan or do this to work with you is just ludicrous. You're talking to the wrong people. And so if you are going to say to me, well, Sheila, nobody can afford what I do, I'm going to come back and just say, well, it sounds like you're talking to the wrong people. And so being able to redefine who that audience who can afford and is willing to pay and wants the change that you offer at the price that you would like to charge, that's your job. That's not on the buyers. You know, I see people sidestep the responsibility all the time. They're like, oh, well, nobody's buying. We're in a recession. And I'm like, really? Because I hired a copywriter yesterday. I'm still buying and I'm in the same recession as you are. Because I found someone at the right price for my budget to do the right work that I need help with right now. And I'm willing to invest in it because I know the future of it. I can't do copywriting myself. I'm terrible. ChatGPT, it's only going to get you 70% of the way. It's not ever going to replace a copywriter. But it's going to give you a great base on which to build. So your choice here is your model and your niche, and your price just needs to align with your niche. So we've talked today about sort of five main ideas of making sure you understand the role that your business plays in your life so that we are setting you up for future success and that it's feeding you in the way we need it to, literally and figuratively. Is it feeding your soul and your heart? And is it feeding your personal bank account so that you can start building personal wealth for tomorrow? Your pricing behind your products and programs is not random. It's based on science and art. The art is the niche that you're talking to, how you talk to them, how you position your offers, the value that's in it for them. The science is actually understanding your costs of running your business. And that's what we spent the most of our time talking about, is all those pieces, all those things that have to be factored in to you creating the price for your product or program. I gotta say it again. I know I said it before. We have to remove the emotion from pricing. Pricing is just a series of numbers. Numbers are binary. They're ones and zeros. They have no story attached to them. They have no history. They have no assumption about the buyer. They're literally just numbers. They're innocent. So stop hiding behind the number that you want. If people aren't buying, it's probably because they don't understand, they don't know you, they don't understand what you're offering, or the price is out of their budget. So you're speaking to the wrong niche. We can fix that. We can fix that tomorrow. That's easy. But what we can't fix is you're insisting on keeping your price low so that more people are going to buy. It's just not fact. You are going to be attracting the wrong people. They are going to be like a rotating door. What are those doors? The turnaround doors that are in office buildings. That's what the people are going to be looking like in your business if you are simply the cheapest option out there. We want people to come in and stay for a good long time. We also want you to be basing your prices based on the future of your company, not where it is today. we want to assume that you've got bandwidth within your price to be able to make some strategic hires, because literally people are going to be the power behind how you scale your business. We have to start letting go of some of the factors. And you get to choose your price, your model, and your niche. That's your choice. That's your prerogative. You started your business. And so your job is to figure out what your next step is. If you want some help with this, just hit reply and we'll set up a time to chat. There's two programs that we run, one called the Scale Springboard, which usually is where people come in. And then we also have the Road Mastermind, which is an ongoing program. Both of those are 100% designed to help you scale. And one of the most important things we do in it is help you price your products so that your company is set up so you can scale. So yeah, you can afford to make a strategic hire. Yes, you can afford to grow. Yes, you can afford to have this business be larger than you. It just all starts with the price of what you sell. Reach out if we can help at all, and I will see you very soon. Thanks for joining today. Thank you for listening to The Road to Seven. If you found value in what you've heard today, please leave us a 5-star rating and a written review. You might just get a shout out on an upcoming episode, and you never know when I'm going to be mailing some surprise treats to our reviewers. Make sure to subscribe so you automatically get notified when new episodes are released. Are you looking for a way to connect with other entrepreneurs that are facing the same challenges as you? I'd love to connect with you in the Road to Seven Facebook group on Instagram and LinkedIn. Just head to SheilaCummins.com. You will find all the links that you need right there. Together, we'll explore more ways to support your shift into action so that you can grow your business to finally match your vision. I love aligning your vision of success with strategic and intentional actions, because that is how we will grow your business to match your vision. I focus on women, all women, because women hold the keys and the power to creating a powerful and positive world through their impact. We'll see you on the next episode.